Okay, this file is a continuation or extension of Train Total Jock. It's going to push you into the total role of a total masculine jock, a frat boy to the extreme. Sports, sex, drinking, and exercise are going to be your life and your world, so don't be surprised if your IQ starts dropping and the only magazines you have around the house are sports or cars. That's pretty much all there is to it, so anyway,
what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax, starting with your feet. Just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying. As you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards, upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper, just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word, deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed. Just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest, just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient, just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, and your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck. Your neck and face. So comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed, as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice, as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down. Spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9, deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8, sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world, as you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7, so deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further. Deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper. Further and further than you've ever been before. 5, feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine, so heavy and comfortable, as you listen only to my voice and obey. obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4. Sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down further and further. 3. Almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2. So deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1. Totally relaxed. Totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed.
Just deep and obedient and relaxed, so deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. From now on, you are going to find that the jock portion of your personality is beginning to take over completely. It is going to begin taking over so totally that it is going to be what defines you each and every day. The things that are important to you are exercise, sports, sex, and drinking. These are going to very quickly become your only interests at all. These are the things that truly make your day worthwhile. These are the things that you live for. You love to go out and exercise, to work out each and every day, to have that perfect jock body. You love all of your sports. You love each and every possible sport there is. You live for them. You play them. You watch your teams very, very extensively. You enjoy hockey, baseball, football, even soccer to a certain degree. Every single possible manly sport you love with a thorough intensity. You watch the scores. You pay attention to your teams. You know who's a good team, who's a bad team. You pay attention to the players on the teams. You watch the stats. You can vote all of your extra attention to sports. These are the things that you're interested in and love, and whenever possible, you are actually physically involved in sports. And when you're not interested in sports or involved in it, your next interest is sex. Sex and drinking. Those are the only other things in your life. Exercise, sports, sex, and drinking. Those are the things that are important to you. Those are the things that mean the most to you. You simply are going to become this great macho, lover, sports guy. You will carry yourself around with an arrogant swagger as your body gets better and better because you look better than anyone else and you know it. You know that you know more about sports than anyone else. Not in a trivial kind of way, it's because you love them with a passion. You're the guy who dresses up and goes out to the ball game and gets himself totally plastered and gets himself laid by 3 or 4 women. That's the kind of guy you are. That's the kind of guy you're going to be slowly over time. The only things that are going to matter to you are sports, drinking, sex, and exercise. being physically perfect, paying attention to your teams, and of course getting laid and getting drunk. These are the things that matter to you, and you're going to slowly lose your interest in anything that is more intellectual than that. You may include a desire with cars as well. All these things are extremely male, extremely macho. The more macho it is, the more masculine it is, the more you love it. The more you want it as a part of your life each and every day, the more attention you can put to it. But if it isn't masculine, it isn't macho, it doesn't mean squat to you. It means absolutely nothing, and you will begin losing interest in it quickly. The more feminine it is, the more distasteful it is to you. Things like going to the opera, going out and doing things like that, those aren't even an option. You won't do them on a bet. You won't even do them to get laid. You're not interested in that kind of a life. You just want fast women, sports as sex, fast cars, drinking, all these things. You want to be as masculine, as macho as possible. You want your testosterone to go through the roof, and you can already feel it increasing with each and every word. With each and every listen to this file, you are becoming more male and more manly than any man around you. You are going to become the ultimate objectification of a man. You are going to become so totally male, other men envy you, the way you look, the way you walk, the way you act. They will envy the strength you have in your life because you are simply this complete, utter jock that can have any woman he wants, that goes out, has fun, gets plastered, and loves every single minute of it, because that is what your life is going to center around. You're not really looking for long-term relationships. If one happens, so much the better. But sex is what you want. You want women and lots of them. You want sports and lots of them. You will pay attention to every sport that you can imagine, that you could possibly imagine, that is masculine and male. Football, baseball, hockey, basketball, the power sports, the sports that real men play. You will pay attention to them. You may even find yourself joining groups that do them, going out there and actually getting yourself roughed up, bloodied, everything else. Soccer, rugby. The more masculine it is, the more you love it. The more macho it is, the more you love it. You can already feel the testosterone pumping through your veins. You are going to become the most manly man you can possibly be. You are going to set aside each and every last one of your wimpy characteristics, and you are going to turn your life into that of a complete and utter jock. Somebody who lives their life as a jock. Somebody who is a jock each and every day of their life. You will keep yourself perfectly tuned instrument, and when you are not tuning your instrument, you will be paying attention to sports, paying attention to women, and drinking. These are the things that are important to you. When you go out to a bar to drink, you'll be going out to a bar to drink. You won't be going there to dance. You might dance a little if there's a woman you really want, but that's not what you're there for. You're there for her body. You're there for as many women as you can get, and you know you can have each and every last one of them, because you're going to make your body so perfect that there is no woman who will turn you down. You are going to become the epitome of a jock. You are going to become the perfect jock. You are going to listen to this file over and over and over again until you are so masculine that when you walk into a room, everybody knows who you are. That you are the person in charge, that you are the jock, that you are somebody nobody will mess with and all the women want, because you look perfect every single day. You look perfect in every single way, because exercise, sports, sex, and drinking are the world to you. You are going to set aside all of your intellectual interests. You are going to pay attention to only these things, and you will discover in time that your IQ is probably going to drop just because there are only a few things that interest you. Everything else is no longer that important to you. The only things that are important to you are sports, sex, and drinking. It's nothing else in the world as important to you as these things. Your vocabulary will probably fade, but so what? You don't care. You know what's important to you, and you will have all the words that go with it. You will be as macho as possible. You will be as manly as possible. you will walk into a room and command the respect of everyone there. They will smell the testosterone pouring off of your body. That's how manly you will be. You will be as manly and macho as possible. You will carry yourself with the arrogant swagger of a man who knows that everybody in that room is his. All the women want you, even the ones who are married, even the ones with boyfriends, and you can have any of them because that's what's important to you. That is who and what you are. You live to party. You live to go out and show off your body, to go out there and be the manly man you can be, to show yourself off and let everyone else know that you are in charge, that you are a guy, that you can party until you drop, until you puke. It doesn't matter because that's who you are. And in the morning, you will go out there and you will exercise and get yourself back in shape, and you will pay attention to your sports scores and your teams, and you'll start it all over again. Because that is who you are and what you are becoming. And you are becoming more and more of that man each and every day. You know what a frat boy is. You know what it was like in high school and college to go out there and party every night, wake up in the morning hungover and drunk and ready to do it all over again, and that's who you are becoming. You will pay attention to your sports, your cars, your women. These are the things that are important to you, and of course your beer. Don't you forget it either. You drink harder liquors or beer. You don't drink anything that might make anyone think that you are not as masculine as possible. Everything you do is male and masculine. Your magazines are going to be simple things like Playboy, Penthouse, perhaps even the nastier stuff. It just depends on what you're into. They're not going to be intellectual. You don't have anything to be intellectual over. You are a guy's guy. You are a man, and you can have anybody, anytime, anywhere, any man, any woman, whoever you want. Everybody wants to be you. Everybody wants to be you because you are going to be in perfect shape. You are going to make yourself go out there every day and push yourself to the limits of your ability to keep your body as rock hard and perfect as possible. You'll go out there and you'll participate in your sports because you're going to go out there and you're going to have all the sex you can and you're going to drink all the liquor you can, and these are your interests. This is your life. This is who you are. You are nothing more than a complete and utter jock who is the essence of macho, the essence of somebody who is just simply totally in control of themselves all day long, every day. A macho, strong, swaggering frat boy gets what he wants, takes what he wants, and is totally in control each and every day. This is who and what you are. You are the epitome of a jock. You are nothing more. That is what's important to you, and you will let everything else slide away. Every other aspect of your life is less important than this. Being a jock is your life. Being this man is your life, and who you are and what you are. Sex, beer, exercise, sports, this is your life. Everything else, every other interest is going to slip away one at a time until none are left, until the only interests that are left are those interests that make you more and more of a jock, make you more and more of a man, because you are going to be the stereotypical complete and utter jock, the complete and utter macho jock who knows what he wants and will take it from lesser men, because that is how powerful you are. That is how powerful you are becoming as you listen to this file over and over again and let it re-sculpt your mind, turning you into the complete and utter frat boy jock. You don't care about studying. You don't care about what you do. You want a simple job. You want to work with your hands. You want to have fun with your body. You want to be strong. You want to have sex. You want to drink. You want to do it all over again the next day, each and every day. Because this is who and what you are. You are a frat boy. You are going to have the body that you could have, that other men will dream of. You are going to work out. You are going to go down to that gym and work yourself and shape yourself until you are a complete and utter jock that everyone, everyone would die to be, because that is who you are. And as you become more and more of a jock, more and more macho, that is part of your personality that is going to take over, that is going to rule you each and every day. The part that is just simply totally into exercise, sports, sex, and booze. These are the things that are more important to you than anything else. These are the centers of your life, and each and every day they are going to become more and more powerful inside of you. You will set aside all other interests and hobbies if they don't make you more macho, if they don't make you more and more of a frat boy. You don't care about them. They aren't important. You will let them slip away. You will let friends that don't help keep you the way you want to be slip away as well, because the most important thing to you is exercise, sports, sex, and drinking. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to who you are. You'll let everything else slowly slip away. Your thought processes will simply center around these things, and to everybody in the world it will appear that way more and more each and every day, until these thoughts simply take over and become who you are. Define who you are. Take over who you are. You are complete and utter jock, and you will be that way each and every day for the rest of your life. And you will continue listening to this file, and as your body gets better and as your interests increase, so will your desire to listen to this file and become more and more of the jock you can be. You are going to listen to this file over and over and over again until it totally transforms you into the jock you can be. Because that is who you are. That is what you are. And that is what you are going to be from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up, refreshed and awake and ready to go out there and exercise and have sex and get laid. Awaken on the count of five. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake and ready.